Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're looking to put strategy into action and dive into hands-on tactics that will drive your business forward, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, Chris will cover the fascinating world of neuromarketing, where brain science and marketing are combined to enhance advertising and product designs.
So what's on your mind? Or maybe more importantly, what's on the mind of your customers and prospects? To help answer that question, I wanted to talk about the captivating world of neuromarketing. It's a fascinating field where brain science and marketing collide and work together to create impactful strategies and designs. So what is neuromarketing? Well, in a nutshell, it is the study of how our brain reacts to marketing techniques. It uses various tools and technologies to measure brain activity and gain insights into consumers' subconscious responses to different marketing stimuli. By understanding the way our brains process and interpret information, marketers can create campaigns and design products that better resonate with their target audience. One of the key areas of focus in neuromarketing is investigating emotional responses. Research has shown that emotions play a big role in decision-making and can influence our purchasing behavior. By tapping into our emotions, marketers can establish a deeper connection with consumers, ultimately leading to more successful campaigns. Okay, that sounds great. But how exactly does neuromarketing help marketers understand the brain's response to marketing stimuli? Well, our brains have various regions and networks that play different roles in processing information. These regions are responsible for functions such as attention, memory, emotions, and decision-making. By monitoring brain activity using techniques like functional magnetic resonance imaging or electroencephalography, researchers can gain valuable insights into which areas are activated in response to specific marketing stimuli. For example, studies have shown that certain areas of the brain associated with reward and pleasure light up when we come across appealing advertisements. This information is really valuable for marketers, as it tells us which elements or features of an ad are enticing to consumers. Armed with this knowledge, we can optimize our advertising strategies to elicit the desired response from our target audience. And of course, I need to touch on the power of storytelling. Humans are wired for stories. They captivate our attention, evoke emotions, and allow us to relate to the characters and situations presented. Neuromarketing studies have shown that storytelling activates multiple areas of the brain, making it an effective tool for marketers to engage and connect with consumers. By crafting narratives that align with a brand's values and that resonates with a target audience, marketers can create powerful experiences that leave a lasting impact. Compelling stories have the ability to shape our preferences and influence our decision-making process. But neuromarketing isn't just about understanding the brain's response to marketing stimuli. It also offers insights into consumer behavior and preferences. Researchers use techniques like eye tracking to observe where people focus their attention when viewing advertisements or products. This information helps marketers design ads and packaging that effectively grab consumers' attention and convey the desired message. Additionally, studies have shown that consumers' decisions can often be driven by subconscious factors. Our brains are constantly processing information at a subconscious level, and these processes heavily influence our preferences and purchasing decisions. Neuromarketing allows researchers to delve into this subconscious realm and uncover the hidden drivers of consumer behavior. So by understanding these underlying motivations, marketers can tailor their strategies to align with consumers' subconscious desires. So let's recap. The insights gained from neuromarketing research can be applied in several ways to enhance marketing effectiveness. First, these insights can help us craft compelling advertisements that capture attention, trigger emotions, and create a memorable experience for consumers. Second, neuromarketing can aid in product design and development by analyzing responses to different product features, leading to increased product appeal and higher consumer satisfaction. Finally, neuromarketing can provide valuable feedback on the effectiveness of marketing campaigns. It's amazing how understanding our own biology and natural responses can help us do a better job of connecting with each other and to tell a more compelling story.
In this episode, we explored neuromarketing, where brain science and marketing collide to revolutionize advertising and product designs. Thank you for tuning into the Practical Actionable Marketing Podcast. We hope you found this episode insightful, and we'll look forward to seeing you back next time. Until then, please don't forget to share and subscribe, and keep taking practical marketing action.